MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
I'm chatting with Justin Smith. He's head of manufacturing sector, Absa Retail and Business Bank. Justin, appreciate the early morning time. The Absa Manufacturing Survey came out. This is Q2 2021. Actually seeing rising confidence amongst manufacturers. And you know, I looked at that and I thought weird, but actually I base effect, but broadly business confidence was at highest level since 2012. Is this base effect, or is there perhaps the announcement from the president around the 100 megawatts mining sector doing well? Is there real confidence starting to bubble up?
Yeah, Simon, so definitely there is some base effects, because when we ask manufacturers about their confidence, we do look at versus 12 months ago. Mm-hmm. So quite clearly there is that. But what we've got to remember is that some of the components in this that we look at, so we dive into the detail. And for the first time since 2014, the majority of respondents saying sales volumes are increasing. And why that's important is then if we look at their forward-looking expectations for the next 12 months as well, they're looking confident about the next 12 months of orders and sales. So there's that. I think they're seeing stronger selling price increases, which is surprising, especially on the export side when the rand's improved over that time. So some of those, so definite base effects, but I think there's a lot of trend points there that are really positive. The other side is that this is the highest confidence we've seen since 2012. We also have all but one of the subsectors increasing in confidence. And that one that came down was textiles, which is actually at a high level and seeing a lot of good growth. So base effects, but I think there's a lot to be positive about.
Manufacturing, I mean, the question was always, what do we, manufacturing used to be very much, and we're going back to what, 80s and stuff. It was focused around mining predominantly and the like. Is it still very much driven mining? Because obviously that's a space that's doing well with commodity prices.
So I think we see the benefits of mining increase, but when you look at where the main drivers of the sector are, so a big subsector is metals and non-ferrous metals. So obviously there's a link there. But also when we go into the food and beverage sector, that's been a shining star over, we've seen what's happened in the agricultural industry, and therefore agro-processing has kind of risen with that. So those are two very big ones. And then we've got the automotive. We all know the successes there. We know that there's increasing output coming from that sector. We know the problems with semiconductors, but it's not yet causing major problems for the local industry. So those are three of the big players. And then the chemicals, the obvious one. As the fourth.
Automotive is always the one I forget, and actually that's slack of me, because we actually have a fairly large automotive. You mentioned some chip shortages. I mean, is there the issues perhaps with supply chains, particularly if you're importing raw materials? I mean, certainly we've seen challenges in a number of industries. Is that filtering through?
Yes, Simon, I think we've mentioned this in the last three surveys, that this has been something that's bubbling under and it just doesn't get out of the system. And so this is definitely a hangover from the global supply chain shocks. Mm-hmm. We also are seeing a quicker than expected recovery globally. So just interestingly, global demand is at a record high, and global PMIs are just at record highs. So Purchasing Manager Index, and that measures the output of the industry. So, we're seeing a bit of a double whammy where you have still the supply chain issues and then good recovery globally. So the good news is that while steel probably led us into this shortage in locally, we are seeing that issue make its way out of the system. But we've seen plastics, food and beverage, packaging manufacturers as an example, where there's slight shortages in those plastic inputs. Yeah. So we've seen it across the board. And then this quarter, it's moved into all subsectors, essentially, this raw material shortage. But the positive is that the raw materials versus forward-looking demand is at its lowest level ever. So the positive in that meaning, there's forward-looking demand that these manufacturers are trying to produce for. So we just hope that, there's no major shocks again and that they can continue to just build up the raw materials as they have been over the last two quarters, rather than losing out on sales.
Gotcha. Every time we talk, one of the dark spots has been Eskom, has been security of power, has been cost of power. The announcement by the president, which hasn't yet been gazetted, around 100 megawatts. I mean, I hate the cliched phrase, but this must be game changer. Even if the manufacturer isn't going to produce their own power, more power in the grid means probably less load shedding. Maybe the office park or the industrial park they're at is going to put their own capacity in. This takes a significant burden off their shoulders, albeit it's going to take a couple of years to really filter through.
Yes, I mean, so I think what we're looking for is just to get this regulatory act gazetted and see that this is finalized, and that could come relatively quickly. I think the good news is we know a few manufacturers, a few farmers, a few, you know, business people that have 1 megawatt installations that could move those up to 3 megawatts immediately, and a 3 megawatt installation for them would take a couple months. So you put enough of those on the grid, it does make an impact. I think that's the one side. The other is this positive momentum in the regulation and the signal it gives, you know, what's going to happen with the ports, because we know the issues there with, you know, the capacity, the railway lines that we can start moving some of these goods. So the direction of the change is positive. And we think, there's a lot that private sector can do. And then some of these smaller IPPs, independent power producers, will start, you know, building bigger plants and selling to those corporates. So, all positive, and we happy for the businesses that now can start looking at bigger installations.
Yeah, of course, that's the news that the ports will be sort of separated out of Transnet and made a subsidiary. We'll leave it there. Justin Smith, Head Manufacturing Sector at Absa Retail and Business Bank, appreciate the early morning.
MoneyWeb now, on the money. Also available on podcast.